And joining us once again on the phone from Black Rock Retreat, the Executive Director, Peter Fiorello. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the phone and share about the ministry of Black Rock Retreat. Do you have any stories about how God has worked through the ministry recently?
Yeah, well, of course, it's been a crazy year. And if I can go back to spring when COVID hit, and everything was getting shut down. We had no idea if we were going to even be able to open summer camp. And so we pushed forward, and we felt like we could do it safely. And the miracle is we actually were able to serve over 600 kids this summer. And not one kid got sick. No staff got sick. It was just amazing. And just a few little notes from the campers this summer. I mean, these kids were just longing for something real this summer, a place where they could be kids, where they could just run around and have fun. But, you know, what's most important is that they grew in their relationship with Christ. And so some kids shared some of their thoughts this summer. One shared, you know, God has opened up my eyes to see how much he is working in my life. Another camper shared, God has worked in my life by giving me the opportunity to come to camp and by putting me in a great cabin with great girls and counselors. And one other camper shared, on Wednesday night, I accepted Christ into my life,
wow,
and I felt super connected to him.
We just loved seeing all the creativity and inventiveness, the way people dealt with the COVID crisis to allow God to still work through their ministry. And these testimonies that you're given are so encouraging and so inspiring. Peter, earlier you mentioned about the Heat and Eat fundraiser. I know that's a way that our listeners can be involved in funding what you guys are doing at Black Rock Retreat. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so again, back to COVID, you know, we lost over 65% of our annual revenue, which usually comes in through retreats. And so our chef came to me early on and said, hey, Peter, I've got an idea. And actually back in May, we started serving meals. And people were driving down 30 minutes, even an hour away, to pick up meals at Black Rock Retreat. They'd pull in their car, we'd put it in their trunk, put it in their back seat, and then they would take off. And recently we felt like, hey, we could expand this. And people have actually asked us, say, hey, can you get closer to us? So we launched two additional locations, one at Calvary Church and one at East Petersburg. And you can go on our website. And so, like, here's, I got the menu up from Chef Steve and what's coming in January. So you can order, like, an amazing lasagna dish for a family of four. One of the things that are people really love at Black Rock is they call it Monday chicken. So
I love that. Monday chicken. That's great.
Kids love their Monday chicken. So you can order Monday chicken if you want and come pick it up. We also have steak wrapped in bacon. We're serving stuffed flounder with a seafood stuffing and lobster sauce. We also have brunch, a blueberry oatmeal, and a spinach and French frittata. And then there's other options as well. And every week, there will be new menu items on that people can order. And we really try to make it affordable. The price ranges usually from $30 on up, and that will feed a family of four pretty easily.
Here's an opportunity for you to eat some great food, but more importantly, support Black Rock Retreat. You could visit online to find out about their Heat and Eat fundraiser. Go to brr.org. Peter, thank you for joining us today. Merry Christmas to you and the staff at BlackRock. Tell everybody we said hi.
Merry Christmas.